Just a reminder, this is an 18 or older show.
Ryan, this sounds like a you problem.
Dun, 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 dun. Anna.
Yes, what's up?
We are back, episode 3.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like our music.
Third time's a charm.
I feel like we're in like a German nightclub when that music starts, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I've never been.
Well, I'm going to jump right into the show fast sake.
Do you want to be my sugar daddy and take me?
You always ask for money from me. And much like I always ask for sex from you, and you say no.
Oh, you're going to give me the same answer?
Well, mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to, since you're on that subject, we are going to talk about that subject right now.
Okay.
We're jumping right into the show fast today. We've got a lot of emails and text.
Oh, yeah.
A lot, right? Yeah. And who are they writing to?
Some appropriate, some not appropriate.
Who are they writing to?
Us.
They're writing to you.
No.
It's a lot of guys.
At least there aren't any voicemails.
Do I have any girls writing me at all?
I don't know. Do you?
No. I'm taking this.
What about boys? No.
There's one boys. Questionable one. I don't know if he was writing you or me, but
yeah,
we'll see where that goes. Next up, Jagana, furries. Remember we talked about furries?
Yes.
We talked about my mom going to the furry con. Yes. And in the news this week in the East Coast, there was another furry story going on about a mayor in a small town who just recently got fired because a photograph of him was taken at a furry convention.
Oh, my goodness.
And gracious. They fired him.
So he was just, what, dressed up as a furry?
He was just dressed up and they fired him.
Nothing naughty.
So he says, hey, I had a stressful job. This is the one thing I like. It was nothing kinky. It was my personality.
Yeah.
Stupid, right?
Yeah.
So
you can dress up as a whatever.
Yes, exactly.
I think we should have more furry conventions.
We should do our own furry con.
Ooh.
Me and you.
I could do that.
What are you going to be dressed as?
Like last time, I said a fox because I'm a vixen.
Why would you be a unicorn?
I'm a vixen. I could be a unicorn too.
Do you sing it
now? I mean, I'm already a unicorn. Ta-da! We should do some sort of sparkle sounds.
We have a theme sparkle sound on the show already.
Well, that needs to happen after I say I'm a unicorn already.
Okay, subject 2, Anna. Mm. We had a lot of response after the wand. People liked the wand of you trying to redo in the wand.
What about the wand?
Remember you trying to read and getting rather excited?
Yeah. No, I didn't get excited. I was very ticklish.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Maybe during credits of this show, we may break the wand out again. We'll keep people teasing to come back.
Yeah. To be continued. To be continued.
Subject 3, Anna.
Okay.
Last weekend, I went to a party that you could not attend.
Yes.
We have some friends who throw some lifestyle parties in town. They said, hey, since you do a podcast, why don't you come meet some people and give some tours?
I
said,
I think they should have just like canceled the whole thing.
Yes, but I was in and I said, I'm going to come help out. Yes. So, but I had a good story happen. Okay.
What?
And it was a rather crazy story. So I was giving a tour to a couple. Now, to better make this, understand this, and I want you to, you be the shy couple I'm giving the tour to. Okay.
Why would you ask me to be shy?
Because you're not drinking and you're being shy right now. Okay, here we go.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend like I'm giving the tour and I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Hi, what's your name?
I don't know. I'm shy. Is that how you do it?
Okay.
Actually, with me being shy, I usually say nothing.
Okay, that's cool. That's perfect. Okay. So, hey, welcome. Let me show you the rules. Let me show what's going on here. Well, I didn't say that you were a mute.
Well, that's what I do when I'm shy.
Okay, great. So, show them around the club. This is this room. This is this room. This is this room.
Uh-huh.
They said to me several times, they said to me, hey, we're looking here to meet people, friends. We probably won't play, but we just want to experience the club.
They always said they won't play.
I know they don't. Now, let me explain what they look like.
Okay.
She was fairly young. I'm going to say she was 22.
Mm-hmm.
Him, He looked like Conor McGregor.
Oh.
Yes.
Salt and peppery.
Salt and pepper. Lots of tattoos.
Sounds like a daddy.
I would say very hot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Maybe in his 40s, 50s,
50s? I would say 35 to 40.
Oh my gosh, salt and pepper at 35.
Okay. So I went through the whole tour. I eventually took them back to the full couples area. And that night, there was also single males allowed. So I showed them the individual playrooms. I said, here's how this goes. You know, if you just want to meet people, no pressure to play. And they once again said, hey,
we're just here to meet people.
That's what you—that's what you always say.
Yeah, that's what my ex and I said. We're just here to see things out.
And what happened when you and your ex?
That first night, I was like deep in it. Cock deep. Okay.
So, I went to the front. I grabbed a drink. I walked back into the room, and they were talking to a guy. Did you expect that to happen?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I came out, gave another tour. I came back. They were talking to three guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
It's getting real.
Went back to the host, hanging out, talking with him. Came back. They were making out, and now she was topless.
Okay. Sounds like we need to stick by now. Yes. Yeah.
So the question I have to you is, where do you think this went?
She had a gangbang.
Well, it was a little more interesting than that. So.
He had a gangbang.
Well, let me continue. So I eventually came back, and yes, it turned into a gangbang, but airtight.
Oh.
And explain airtight, Anna.
All three holes.
All three holes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So here's what gets interesting. It looked like a high school wrestling match. He was on her back at one point, and he was sliding around almost like a high school wrestler, like a near fall. Like, oh, one, two, one, two. And he just kept very ninja-like.
Swirling
okay?
around or yeah. something?
So then he told the guys, back up for a minute. Okay? He told them to back up.
Whoa, okay.
He made him standing against the wall.
Was she front-facing him?
Yes, front-facing him, right?
So he was in the...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So any guess what happened then?
He said, put your cocks in my mouth.
No.
Oh.
He took a belt and tied it around her neck.
What?
And threw it over the top of a little rail inside that room.
What?
Yes. So now he was kind of...
But they were shy.
Now he, yeah, exactly. So now he was playing some little like, you know...
Oh, yeah. Some of that.
Some of that stuff,
some
right?
Some of the not so legal stuff.
And it was turning very dark.
Dark.
And there was other couples watching. It was turning very dark, okay? So then from that, it went to slapping her in the face.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right?
That's... They're throwing it down. He's throwing it down.
So after that, he went back to the guys, back to the airtight. They all finished on her face. Okay?
Okay.
So here's what gets good. So then he jumps in. He's going to finish it off. So he was doing every position, and he was doing the... Mm-hmm. Like my sound effect?
Yeah.
It's like a Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah. I can see it.
So here's the best part. He... finally fucked her crazy, man.
Uh-huh.
And then he finally came on her face and he jumped up. Straight up. And like he was Nadia Comaneci in the Olympics. Jumped up, gave the crowd a little like, da-da!
A bow?
That sound effect there.
No.
Da-da! Yep. And he slapped her in the face and he said, now clean yourself up, bitch. And that's how it ended.
Oh my goodness. But what about the thing around her neck?
Oh, it's a good question. But
you don't remember.
And the look on the people's faces were like
stunned.
Like what the
flabbergasted. Yeah.
So once again I ask you, where do you hear stories like this?
The sensational unicorn. Ta-da-da. I like the glitter sounds. Where are they?
Welcome back to TSU, and I got a serious subject for us, actually.
Oh, bummer.
I know. I mean, coming off the gangbang girl. So, as many of you knew, I used to be a producer, worked in Las Vegas a lot, did a lot of parties, And I had lots of friends who actually were strippers.
Hello.
So
surprise. Wow. Shocker, right? Oh my gosh. Would never have known.
So, you know, we hadn't been to a strip club. I haven't been to a strip club in probably 4 months since COVID. And I'd said to you, hey, Anna, you want to go?
I haven't been in a strip club almost a while.
Since, and you said to me,
like 21.
Hey, let's raise the game, right?
Yeah.
And what did you say you wanted to do?
Shit's going to get real. I wanted to do amateur night.
So we went there. Now, the club we went to was a club I've gone with many friends before.
Juice bar.
It's been around a long time.
Full nude.
And the thing I liked about this club was there was a lot of good personality. The girls were super fun. Me and my ex used to go there all the time. There was one particular dancer that we really, really liked. There was actually two dancers we liked. I would say she was not an incredibly skinny girl. Amazing personality, great boobs. And she controlled that place. I mean, she owned that place. So when I said to Anna, hey, let's go do this competition, you were excited, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you talk about your experience of going there and how you felt first?
Okay, well, first, I definitely called ahead and double-checked because I didn't know if there was any rules regarding me going in or if I had to bring a specific thing or whatever. They just wanted me to bring an outfit and my ID. So I did that. I had a really good time. It was very nice because I actually pulled, like, you're supposed to pull your position. So you pull out of a hat, you know, a number, and that's your position. So the first number, I was the first person to pull a number. I got number one. And I was like, can I get a different one? Because I've never done this before. And he was very nice and let me pull another number, which I got the last number. I don't know if that was actually a good thing or a bad thing because all the other girls had experience and I did not. But everybody was super positive. I had fun. I never danced in front of anybody ever since I was probably like 5 or 6. And I liked it. However, after like that dance, like the vibe seemed to have changed and it was very odd. I don't know. Like,
yeah, it's funny. I, from going there in the past, when I was sitting,
mind you, I was not bad.
No. And when I
didn't do a bad job,
there were several things I noticed in the club that I thought were very interesting. Number one was the diversity of girls were completely gone from the past. Every girl kind of looked the same. The personality of the girls, I would say, were very boring. And there was no vibe to the club.
Or at least the vibe of the girls that did seem interesting, they didn't seem happy though either. Like the cool, like if I were to just look at them, like body type wise, or like if they had tattoos, I like kind of the edgier girls. Sometimes I do, but those girls, they didn't seem very happy either. Like nobody actually seemed very happy there.
Nobody seemed happy. Yeah. And it was we left kind of in a weird mood. It was a weird vibe. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously most of those contests are also casting to see who they're going to hire for the club too. So that's why a lot of those girls are there too. So, but here's where the story gets interesting. So I had to produce an event a couple days ago and I was walking on the concourse and I heard this girl go, hey, you, hey. Hey, and I'm kind of looking at this girl and she goes, remember me? I'm like, no. And she goes,
how dare you not remember her?
She said, the strip club. And I'm like, holy shit. It's the girl that we were talking about, which was the girl who I said controlled the room.
Oh my gosh. It's like you were manifesting her into your life.
Yes. And that's here's the crazier thing. I'm like, hey, we were just there a couple nights ago. Where were you? And what she said really surprised us. And what did she say?
She said that, I think, what was it, after COVID, they fired all the original girls, and then they started hiring on, well, at the time in which they were firing all the original girls, they started hiring on girls that were a specific size and looked a specific age with, I think she said smaller, like, chest size, like, she referred to them as, minor girls. Look, they did not look like they went through puberty yet.
Yeah.
Basically. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Why we were seeing a certain type of girl there. And I was like, this is so odd. Like, Yeah, it makes more sense, but I don't understand why there wasn't variety there. Like, why not have it? I mean, I guess it depends on what she said, that that's what the hiring people want in their clubs. And I'm like, ooh, really? Like, the demographics for our area, especially that area, because no offense, but that's more hood-like. But there's businesses there too, so I don't know if it's like the thick girls are not wanted, I guess, or girls with booties aren't wanted. I don't understand.
So let me tell you an interesting story. The girl that I knew that worked at the club, she made triple the money that the skinny girl would make.
Oh, and how does she know this?
Consistently, because she would tell me.
Oh. But like, how does she know she made triple?
She saw the numbers down what they gave to the bouncers.
Oh, okay.
So up for tip outs. So they average it on tip outs. So she knew how much she paid out versus the other girls.
Oh, okay.
So, which brought me to another subject. So I was just reading the newspaper the other day, and there was talking about a lawsuit going on, and it was talking about a stripper that was just fired out of New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was 5'6". 200 pounds. She also said she had been at all fired from all clubs in that area.
Ooh.
She also was averaging triple the wages of all other girls. And they said they just wanted skinny girls.
But why? What does it matter if you had like one or even like a handful? Like, like there are different bodies everywhere.
What do you like in girls? Like, if you went to a strip club, and what would, kind of girl would you like to get a dance from?
A girl with a booty.
Okay.
I like thick thighs and a booty for sure. Boobs. I mean, I really don't mind either bigger or smaller boobs, but they have to have boobs. Unlike apparently this club doesn't want them to have boobs practically. I don't know. Nothing against like our smaller chested gals, but that's my preference. I want boobs. And beautiful face. Have to be beautiful face. Like, I am very picky about that. Your face has to be gorgeous.
So,
if it's makeup, I don't care.
I actually asked some of my coworkers what they would like at a strip club. Okay.
Okay.
I asked one, and he said he says he likes the skinny girls. But the problem he has with the skinny girls, if he wonders if they actually like him or if it's not just for the money.
Right? Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to tell me who that is later.
The next person says they like bigger girls because he believes them when he talks to them.
Okay. Right? Oh my. This is all like, okay. Yeah. It's making sense.
The next person I talked to says he likes the bigger girls because he guarantees they are dirtier.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At least you're getting honest answers. Yeah. Damn.
The next person says he went to the bigger girls because they work harder for the money. Mm-hmm. So here's an interesting subject. I asked two girl coworkers.
I was about to say, did you ask any girls?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And what do you think they said?
Bigger girls?
They want girls with perfect bodies that are smoking hot. Oh, no fat.
Interesting. Ooh, no fat? That's no gross. Fat.
They want perfect bodies. They said, if I'm paying for a girl and I want a girl, I want a girl that's better than me.
I don't know. I guess I don't think that way. Well, I guess that makes sense for most girls. If they're paying for a girl, they're going to have something perfect because they don't have to, like, otherwise they can go get a girl to dance for them for free. Like, most of us girls can go get other girls to dance for us for free.
Whoa.
It's true.
True. True that. So I have another subject.
Huh.
On Ooh. The same subject.
Huh.
So I'm going to take this a little more. So, dating site, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just read a story about a girl who did two identical websites.
Okay.
She put two different profiles on two identical websites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One says she said she was a size 16. One she said she was a size 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she used two different photos of her.
Which one? Which site are we talking?
I don't want to say what site it was.
Oh, okay.
This one was, actually, I'll tell you what it was. This one was a hookup site, okay?
Oh, okay. Hookup site.
Hookup
size
site.
Size 16, size 10.
Yeah, size 10, right? How many messages do you think she got with the size 16?
Like, I don't get it. Like, out of 10?
I mean, no, I have total number messages she got.
30.
She got 52 messages on the size 16.
Okay.
On the size 10, how many messages she get?
30.
32.
Oh.
So she got more.
Almost double.
Almost double. Okay. But now on a dating website, on a not a hookup site, so dating site.
Be my girlfriend, yes. Dating site.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
How many messages did she get with a 16?
30.
She got 16.
Okay.
And on the size 10?
30.
62.
Whoa. So that's a lot.
So people want to bang the girl, but they don't want to date the girl.
Okay.
Interesting, right?
Well, I wonder if, I'm sure there's places out there where they've done studies on if you put a beautiful, beautiful girl with a bigger body and then an average or thinner girl with a not so beautiful face, you know? I wonder who gets more messages.
Well, you know, it's funny.
That'd be interesting on both dating site, hookup site. That'd be like an interesting little thing.
And speaking of that, it's funny because talking about a strip club, there's a strip club that does a BBW night.
Oh, see. So this takes me back to my bikini contest last year. I did a really good job, I think. Actually, I kind of danced in front of them. Kind of, but not really. Not like stripper dance. And I got second place.
Yay.
Yay. But most of the people kept telling me that night that I should have gotten first place. The other girl was thinner than me. I definitely think I looked prettier.
The funny thing they were saying.
I know, that sounds bad, but I was like, nah, I look pretty.
They were saying on the BBW night.
I know, I should go there.
Triple crowd.
Ooh.
Triple the crowd of a normal night.
Triple the crowd, triple the money.
So my question is to you and our viewers. What do you prefer? Let us know, write us, email us, text us.
I think I'm going to throw down like an Instagram. Let's see, can I do a poll on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, I do a poll on Instagram and see.
How do you describe yourself, Anna, to people?
I'm curvy thick. No, I guess, I don't know if I was curvy. I don't know. I'm thick. I'm a thick girl with 3 C's.
But you're hot.
And, oh, yeah, I'm pretty, I guess, sometimes.
Does that mean I have a chance with you still?
How much money do you have in your bank account right now?
This never goes well for me on the show. That's why I need girls to write into me, okay?
Girls need to write into him, and guys too.
Thank you.
He needs all the love that he can get, right, Ryan?
Yes.
So Ryan needs love. Well, that's the website I'm going to start next. It's going to be a charity fundraiser.
Thank you very much.
Ryan needs love.
So do us a favor, Anna. Tell us where they can find us at, and tell us what you like. What kind of girls?
Wait, what? And tell them what I like. No. Well, this is like a 2-step program here. So you can find us on Instagram, The Sensational Unicorn Podcast. And you can email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com. Or you can text us your answer too at 916-836-1336.
And we'll be right back with more of The Sensational Unicorn right after this.
Yep.
Kind of a dirty version. I like it. Welcome back to the TSU, Anna.
Yeah.
We're going to play another game. You know, our third break is always a game.
Games are good.
We're going to play the game Never Have I Ever.
Do you want to play a game with me?
You like when I do that? That voiceover?
I'm sorry, what? No.
I'm going to do it one more time.
Kind of creepy.
Never Have I Ever.
Okay, it sounds like the guy from Wizard of Oz. What's his name?
It does sound like that. Okay, Never. Do you want to start or do you want me to start the game?
We can go back and forth.
Okay, let's do that. Why don't you start?
Yeah, you like that, huh? You want to trade off? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. All right, Never Have I Ever sent a dirty picture or text to the wrong person.
I have.
That doesn't surprise me.
There was a person I was trying to avoid who was mad at me. It was a girl.
Melissa.
And what I did was I actually sent it to the wrong person with the same name, but I sent a picture of me smiling, which made her forgive me and I was stuck back in this situation again.
Damn, you undid it.
The answer is yes.
Oh.
My turn for you. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Never have I ever had sex with someone twice my age.
Oh yeah, easy, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Any more details?
I was 19 and he was 42. So that's more than half my age, right?
There it is. Okay. Okay, your turn.
Never have I ever had sex in an elevator.
The answer is kind of yes and no. I was in San Francisco at a very old hotel with an ex. I was fingering her. She had a short dress on in the elevator. And I played with her for a while. We actually stopped the elevator.
Oh.
And then I realized there was cameras in the elevator. But when we walked down to the front desk, everybody smiled and laughed.
Oh, yeah. They were watching.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't bend her over. I mean, exactly. Or not good thing. I don't know.
Okay, I got one for you. Never have I ever thrown up in a public place.
Oh, yeah. This one takes me back to earlier this year. I was in Cancun. And it was like, you know, all inclusive. You get all the drinks, all that stuff. You know, I'm stumbling probably. I remember throwing up in the bathroom, but I threw up in the bushes right before. And then, like, I threw up in the bathroom and I'm like sitting there on the toilet. I threw up all over me. And it's like all of my, I remember taking a picture of me throwing up all my girly hair.
How many drinks do you think you had, just to give an idea?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. They kept making different drinks for us to taste, and then I kept drinking them. I don't know. Probably like eight drinks.
Oh, geez.
It was a beautiful day, too. I was on TikTok Live. I did not go take my TikTok Live into the bathroom.
Oh, lucky. Okay, my turn.
Never have I ever skinny dipped in a public pool.
No, and a weird story.
Oh my, this is not a surprise.
I went to a lifestyle party where they had a hot tub. A bunch of people said they were going in.
Oh, good, yeah.
So
it's lifestyle, you know.
So I went, took off everything and jumped on in the hot tub. And it was a big hot tub, probably like 15 people.
Oh, huge. Wow.
And I got in the hot tub and I was sitting in there, and then another 12 and 13 people came out with their bathing suits. And I was the
only... Nobody was naked?
No.
That's so weird.
And the weird thing was, nobody took their freaking bikinis or bottoms off. So I had to wait, essentially, till everybody got done to get out.
Well, you could have just asked them to hand you your shorts.
I know. It was weird. Okay, my turn. Okay. Never have I ever caused a scene in public.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. I mean, you know, I feel like it was more of like a... like an actress, you know, doing a like some sort of like scene in a movie.
Oh, geez.
Like my ex called me extra. I wasn't even being extra yet, but instead I was gonna show him. I took my sweater off because it was like, I think it was like February or something, or March. I took my sweater off in the bar because I was gonna do karaoke. I was gonna do a song, and I throw it on the table. Luckily it was empty and I didn't knock anything over. I threw it on the table and then I stormed off and I say, I'll show you what's extra. And then I say, continue to sing a song. Alanis Morissette, you ought to know. A very angry song.
We've all been there.
He didn't like me that night.
We've all been there.
I was very extra that night, apparently.
Okay, what's mine?
Never have I ever been in handcuffs for any reason.
It's not a sexy story, but when I did work for the NBA, there was a guard that worked for the NBA. I used to know, I was friends with him, and I played a joke on him. And he actually put handcuffs on me and tied me to a water fountain for the entire game.
Why?
For 5 hours.
Why?
Because I messed with him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I learned not to mess with that guy.
He left you there for five hours?
5 hours, yep.
Did he get in trouble? Because he probably shouldn't have handcuffed you. No,
because everybody loved it.
Oh.
Oh, this one's a good one for you. Okay? My final one for you.
Final?
Yes. Never have I ever made an embarrassing video.
Yeah. I've made plenty of embarrassing videos. It takes me back to my vomiting on the V scenario earlier. Why I wasn't on TikTok Live when the whole throwing up ensued was I got banned on TikTok Live for doing it like camel toe in my bikini.
Oh, jeez.
So then I get banned for like adult content and all this stuff.
For some reason, good girl and you, I don't know if those two words go together.
I am a good girl. Always a good girl. Okay. Next, last for you. Never have I ever purchased a sex toy for myself.
I have.
That goes inside you?
I think I was younger.
You think you were younger?
I think I was younger, and I went to a, I want to say, a white trash flea market.
Oh, you got a sex toy at a flea market?
Yeah, well, I think what it was, I was looking at like...
what kind of flea market is this?
Well, like, what's the toy you jerk off with today? The guys like, jerk off with it, the more expensive ones.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm bad. I don't even know the name of it, but I could see it.
This was like the Chinese version of it.
Uh-huh. Did you get a rash from it or anything?
But no, it was hard. It was basically like a flashlight.
Hard silicone?
It was like a flashlight.
Flashlight, yeah. But harder?
Except it was like a flashlight. So I was essentially...
Did you just jack off to a flashlight?
I think that's what it basically was. It's like cheap rubber. And then my penis smelled like rubber for about 2 weeks.
Ew.
Yeah.
So, I bet you it tastes like rubber.
Yep, that's it.
Ew.
Before we go to the break, I have a story.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you your choice of what you want to hear.
Okay.
You want to hear the story of me and my friends when we were like 20 years old going to San Francisco to a porn booth? Or
was this like the nickel porn booth?
Quarter booth.
That's how far away it was 20 years ago.
Thank you, right?
40 years
going
ago?
Over the
40
rack,
years ago?
Going over the rail rack with train. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Or.
With a horse.
Or.
A buggy.
Or do you want to hear an anal story?
Of course, anal. Always anal. Always anal. Always anal.
Okay. I was just reading a story about a couple who wanted to experiment with anal.
Okay.
They got in the bed. Having some fun, and they said, let's go for it. So, got some lube. They started playing. Wasn't very comfortable.
Ooh.
They added more lube. It was getting worse. So, they continued on for probably another 10 minutes and tried a little more. Lots of friction. They were assuming with anal, this was the way it is. Even with lube. Right? Ooh, uncomfortable?
No.
So they stopped.
That's not
they
normal.
Stopped.
That's not normal.
He wanted to take a shower. And his wife looked over to the side of the bed and realized, no, he was using his hair gel. Not lube.
Oh, wow. Ooh, that poor booty.
I know.
When she went potty, ooh, like all the toilet paper stuck to her butt. She would have to like, how do you wash that out? Like, she's going to have to do an enema. She's going to have to like really get in there deep and just get all that gel out. Ooh.
But the good news.
Oh, what?
The hair looked great down there.
Oh my God. Who says she had hair down
there? Exactly. Welcome back to the Sensational Unicorn, Anna.
Ryan, you never tell me what we're doing.
We are closing the show. However, I got to talk to you about something serious.
Closing my legs, then.
I got to talk to you about something serious.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm a little upset about nobody writing me still. I'm upset about this.
RyanNeedsLove.com.
So here's what I want you to do for me, okay?
.com. Yeah.
Since nobody will listen to me if I talk about this issue,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you to talk about how great I am.
Oh, okay. So this is me doing your dating profile.
But stand by. we're going to do is I'm going to put on some nice piano music and I'm going to turn on the wand.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
So Ryan is a 77-year-old male from San Francisco, California.
We're going to do this right. Ready?
Oh, wait, 77, right?
We're going to start 77? This again. Ready?
77?
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
The wand's going. It's
okay,
on.
Well, Ryan is a 74-year-old male from San Francisco,
that's
California.
That's incorrect. Okay, keep going.
He likes long walks on the beach and anal.
I do like the beach.
In his own booty at sometimes. And,
and I do like nice boobs.
I thought you were a blonde when I first met you.
Thank you very much.
But that's not blonde.
I don't hear you whining from this wand yet. let me help you with this wand.
No, don't do it.
Anna, how can people reach us, Anna?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, if you want to date Ryan, you could go ahead and email us at thesensationalunicorn@gmail.com. And then, or you can text us at 916-836-1336. You can also add us on Instagram, the Sensational Unicorn Podcast, and message us there. Tell us how much you want to how much you want to date Ryan. Okay, you know.
Anna, don't you have any OnlyFans too?
Oh, I have a it's Nerdy Vixen with 3 X's. It's V-I-X-X-E-N. V-I-X-X-E-N. And it's the same name on my TikTok if you want to add me there.
So that's it. Make sure you catch us next week on the Sensational
Unicorn.
I'm
doing this to you next time.
Ooh, well, wait. We'll see how that goes. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you next week or talk to you. Mm.